We are live in 3, 2, 1. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Zachary Reality. I'm your host, Zachary Reality, and we are here with another couple to thruple interview with Max and Ash, the couple that came in halfway to spice it up. How are you guys doing? Welcome.
We're doing well. We're here in New York City still and still keeping it pretty spicy.
Yeah, all is good. It's good to see you, Zach.
I know. It's been a minute. I know.
Or Zachary. Do you go by Zach?
Zachary.
Zachary. I got you.
But do you guys prefer Maximo and Ashley or Max and Ash?
Maximo or Maxi, not Max, and then Ash.
Yeah, Ashley's my dead name.
Okay. I like Max and Ash. I'm good. Miss you guys. I can't wait to come to New York and hang soon.
Because
you guys
were
so fun. But we are here to get into the show. We're here to catch up. We're here to see how you guys are doing. So how have you guys been since the finale? It was a couple of weeks ago. So how has things kind of settled in?
It's been pretty busy, honestly. That was like maybe like 24, 30 hours in LA. We were so happy to see everyone. It's been months since we saw everyone together, and that was really cute. But since then, we started working, you know, got to pay the bills. So we got to keep doing the work. And I think for Maxi also, just been really busy in rehearsals and getting ready for a lot of things coming up next month.
Yeah, you know, Pride season's around the corner, so that's when the phone really likes to ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pride is so busy. There's so much going on. Can you guys tell everybody, like, exactly what you do, just in case they don't know?
Yeah, so I'm a dancer. I went to school for dance, classically trained ballet and contemporary, also commercially trained. And then I'm a voguer in the House of Extravaganza here in the ballroom scene of New York. I also travel internationally to different scenes. I'm also a photographer and video maker, so I do music videos, photo shoots, nightlife photography, as well as archival ballroom photography as well, modeling, and then, you know, like little acting, all around creative editing, stuff like that. Yeah, hustlepreneur. Superstar. Hustlepreneur is what I like to call it.
Slay. What about you?
I feel like lately, Maxi has been on a whole nother level, just reaching out to so many different communities, but I feel like since the show, it's been really cool to see a lot of their efforts kind of flourishing into new communities and also really cool events. But for me, it's been very much a journey. I quit corporate and that was like most of my career. And so now it's figuring that out, getting more luxury experience, but also event producing. So recently I had thrown a really amazing, awesome event called Susie a Queer. It was a play party for queers in New York City. And it went really well, so we're doing it every other month now, and there's definitely more to come with that one, especially something in LA.
Yeah.
Ooh, snaps. Okay, so I love it. Everybody go follow them. They have lots going on, so fun. How long have you guys been together as just a couple?
Yeah, officially 3 years, last Sunday. So March 3rd, we celebrated our three-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And was the show the first time that you guys wanted to kind of open things up to a throuple?
Yeah. Being polyamorous together on the show was the first time that we did that. We were non-monogamous, as it said in the show, separately, but that was our first time ever dating together, kissing someone together, seeing Ash fall for someone, you know, like together.
That's funny.
It was a really great experience and so different, because even when we were separate, we would still kind of keep it to just physical or like sexual intimacy. But now we recognize that love can grow outside of our couple into thruple, quadruple, polycule, who even knows?
Et cetera. So you guys have been like open in the past, but you've never like done it together.
Yeah. Open.
Yeah. We had some DAs, like dick appointments that we would call it. And that was more so for us to also still have things where, you know, we have attractions for other people, being very pansexual, but also the freedom, the autonomy to, you know, pursue others and have that experience. But that had always been separate. And so I feel like that work, though, going through a lot of those insecurities before the show, helped us be able to really put ourselves in that experience and start to see, okay, emotional intimacy, that's the goal. We're trying to do that together now. And that really helped.
Yeah, it definitely set us up to be so much more secure. We already understood how to navigate jealousy, what compersion is, already having our kind of rule book that we play together and making sure that we're checking in with each other. When we came in, our hardest issues were outside of our couple or throuple. It wasn't really between us. It was outside and against other couples and throuples. Who's going to be America's next top throuple?
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot like going on with you guys, which just like made you guys so fun. But I think it's really important for every couple to have like their own set of rules and boundaries, like you guys just said. Otherwise, how are you going to add a third person in and where are they going to fit? So I'm glad that you guys like came in on the same page. So how do you even get on this show if it wasn't necessarily something that you guys were doing before?
Oh, someone slid in the Instagram DMs. Shout out to Luis and casting.
That's Luis.
Yeah, but originally I got this DM and I was like, babe, this reality show or something is reaching out to us and they're asking us if we want to go be on a poly dating show. And immediately Ash and I are like, no, absolutely not. First of all, we're not going to go on reality TV just to become like spectacles and of whoever wants to kind of like navigate our story or narrate our story. But then we got another DM and they were like, well, you would be dating together, you wouldn't be separate. Right. And I think that's what really scared Ash and I, because we heard polyamory and we're like, oh, you're gonna go fall in love with someone, I'm gonna go fall in love with someone. And that brought up a lot of insecurity. Mm-hmm. So when we found the comfort of getting to date together, we were like, oh yeah, let's do it. Free therapy and in paradise.
Honestly, it was the free therapy. You got support, you got resources, you got other people in the house that are going through the same thing. So I'm like, that sounds like support group. Yeah. We kind of need one of those. Yeah. So we were kind of iffy at first, but later with a few more conversations, we really felt like it was actually the perfect opportunity.
Yeah. We've always wanted to push our relationship into this direction. This was just the universe being like, here, we'll give you a cute little pillow to experience thruple life.
I mean, like, you have to say yes to life, like, duh. Like, why would you say no? If someone's reaching out and, you know, presenting you with an awesome opportunity, like, who knows what could come from this? You could grow so much and you guys clearly have, like, of course you're going to say yes. So totally on
board. We got lucky.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing is, you guys did come in halfway. And I'm kind of wondering, like, did you know that you were coming in halfway when you were already there? And did that make things harder, easier?
We had no idea up until probably like a week and a half or so before. And it was more so because we are thinking we're going in at a certain time, but that wasn't happening. So at first I felt like, you know, the producers came, they were like, hey, how would you feel about maybe coming in a little bit later? And Maxie and I, we were like, that sounds kind of fab.
Like, we get to be the grenade, the bombshell, the whatever you want to call it. Like, why not?
Yeah,
that's so true. And I think these were the perfect people to come in halfway because you had such fun, spicy energy that the house hasn't seen before. And another couple was like on their way out too. So like, we really needed you guys to like save the show.
Aw, thank you. Well, we're really glad that we could come in. Even when we did come in, as much as we lost out on kind of like the initial kind of opportunity to get to know people from the start, I think everything happens for a reason and we did the best that we could and it helped us learn and grow even more than had we come in that safe bubble of the first couples. It was nice to navigate that.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start talking a little bit of the drama that happened in the house. Is that cool?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Okay. So I'm wondering, like, who was the first person you guys were attracted to when you got there?
Ooh.
First.
I mean, immediately we saw Becca. Was someone that Ash and I were like, oh my God, they had these amazing boots on. And every time I kept looking at them or talking to them, I kept losing my words. And I'm just like, well, oh my God, I don't know how to talk to you. So there was definitely Becca. And then Darian was someone that kept coming up in our conversations. Mm-hmm. But then we heard that they're thrupled up already. So we're like, okay, fine.
We'll respect that for now. One of the funniest moments of the season was the shower scene with Junior, right? He picked you guys up and it was just such a funny moment to see the three of you kiss together. Talk to me about reliving that. What did your family and friends think watching that? Like, that was just unreal.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Take it away, babe.
I mean, yeah, I'm reliving it now and I'm like, ooh, I'm kind of speechless. It was a moment. First of all, we got really lucky, not going to lie, that our first night, our first kind of like throuple experience is someone so beautiful and strong picking us up at the same time. First of all, that was actually a fantasy of ours. We talked about this before we came into the villa. We're like, you know what would be really cool? This happens. So the universe said, here you go. But I swear, if my family sees that, I don't know. I don't know.
They haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
My mom, though, calls me and debriefs like every time there was an episode drop.
She's a key.
And they're like, oh my God, like, I saw your booty. I saw, you know, you were naked in the shower. You're kissing these guys. I'm like, yeah, mom, you saw it. That's what happened.
Yeah, it's definitely got some softcore porn scenes, a little foreplay.
100%. I don't think I've ever seen such long sex intimacy scenes in a reality dating show. I was like, there is a lot that is being shown, and I'm like, here for it. But I'm also like, I don't know. I'm in between
with
Peacock.
It.
It's Peacock, girl.
Did you know what you were signing up for? Because you can kind of look at things like Bachelor in Paradise. They're not going to show all that, but Too Hot to Handle is going to show a lot of that. So you guys knew going into it that it was going to be very sexual of a show.
Yeah, we knew the opportunity or possibilities were there. We signed away our like privacy rights and stuff. And honestly, going in there, we're like, you know, we're just going to be ourselves. And a human part of life is sex and intimacy and being naked. There's nothing to be like feeling bad about or ashamed about. It's just so jarring to see it on TV when you're like, whoa, I don't think I've ever seen a show do this, period, let alone one that I'm in.
I think I realized I got a long back. I got a long back. That's what I found.
Oh my God. I mean, you guys are like literally in the shower, like, and the cameras are there. That's just the reality. I mean,
yeah.
That's looks like a beautiful house, a good vacation. You probably just forgot the cameras were there after a while, right?
Yeah.
Very quickly, actually. I was surprised. I think maybe even after the first day or two, we just tuned it out.
Yeah, I feel like after the junior Eden suite time, after that, we were like, okay, pay the cameras dust. We're fine. Sure.
Did you guys have like a favorite challenge or game that you felt like was the most fun or memorable for you?
I think for me, building a tent.
Yeah.
Because that was actually, I mean, I got real serious about it because I really wanted to make it work. But at the same time, I'm like, we're probably not going to win this. And that really bothered me. So I remember this in the most beautiful way that we did that and we won that. And first of all, we looked good doing it.
The motivation,
all black.
The motivation to build that tent was Scott telling us that we're going to sleep in the jungle. And we're like, hell no. We're not used to this jungle. We're used to it. Concrete jungle, honey. So we're gonna build this tent if it's the last thing that we do.
We were hearing monkeys and like all these animals. It was like truly jungle, and they thought we were gonna sleep there.
Not today. No. Was the living accommodations like fun though? Like you liked your room, your shower, like everything was beautiful.
Fab. I miss it. Yeah, I absolutely reminisce on our time in the resort. Our big ass bed.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like
throuple bed, I think, should be the standard king now because that was real cute because my legs were out. But ooh, one thing though, the food, because I'm vegan, gluten free, and it was just a little bit kind of the same thing every day, which is great. I'm grateful. But I was also a little hangry at moments. And I feel like that was a big part. Even like that final supper or like the last dinner.
Oh my gosh. You
know, on the last episode.
Yeah.
I was so excited for a feast.
She's like, where's my tofu?
There was an eggplant. There was a broccoli. I was like, that's all right.
Yeah. Well, getting back to like the dating of it all. So you guys had Junior and then you swapped out and you got Becca. Was that an easy decision? And when did you guys start to realize that something might be going wrong with Becca where you wanted to explore other options?
Yeah. Well, Junior, immediately we hit it off and just connected in such a way with both of us that we were like, if we're going to go into this for the first day, we want it to be with someone we feel really comfortable with and safe with now that we're going to be like sharing a bed. Then when we get a chance to go on a date, immediately we're both thinking Becca, we want to get to know Becca more. Mm-hmm. And then inviting them into the resort, kind of really just, it was just a beautiful experience. I feel like that whole first couple days together.
Fashion show. Oh my God. Becca unpack, and we were just talking about already like the boundaries. What are you comfortable with? We have to figure out how to sleep together. And I think it was just very chill, but also still exciting. Like we were still talking about things that I felt like we're actually like we were connecting, we were getting to know each other. But in that world, in that simulation, I feel like things move very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Like there aren't any phones, you have no distractions, emotions are the goal all the time to deal with it. So I feel like we really quickly got to know Becca in that intimate way. And I felt a lot more emotionally connected with Becca. I think being very quick with having to make another decision, at that time, Maximo wasn't as emotionally connected with Becca as I was. So while we're here in this experience, I'm like, well, it only makes sense that we're going to keep trying new things as well as have new experiences where we can get the most out of that and see if a throuple works for both of us.
Yeah.
That was really what it was.
I think the first day or two, Becca and us, we really hit it off. And then towards like end of day two, day three, when, you know, things started to get spread around the resort after the mixer, I started to see, I don't know, a side of Becca where they weren't necessarily prioritizing the throuple, which is what we kind of came into this experiment to do. I understand you have friends here in the villa, but I just felt like there wasn't that prioritization of like, we're kind of building a romantic connection here. And so I think my wall started to go up a bit. I'm just like, you know, we are here in this experiment. Are we really excited about being polyamorous? Or are we really excited about being with Becca? So then we went to the mixer, put our cards out on the table. And even at that mixer, Ash and I are still figuring out what it is that we want. We're like, let's see if maybe in the next day or so that we really start to hit it off with Becca and things start to be great. But we're also not going to limit ourselves and make sure we're putting ourselves out there and letting people know how we feel. Mm-hmm. And so when we finally did come to that conclusion, that's when we had a conversation with Becca. And it was actually really beautiful. They supported us a lot more than the show gives off. Mm-hmm. They were actually the reason that Jonathan stepped forward. They were like mouthing to them across the water, like step down, it's okay, step down. You know, these are great people, because Jonathan was really concerned about Becca's approval rather than being okay if the boys were okay with him coming back in. So when Becca gave him the green light, he stepped forward, and it was just a beautiful poly queer moment.
I wish this like had a bit more of that narrative shown where they're also really putting in that polyamorous support and helping us in this new experience, like learn more about it. But Becca really helped us learn a lot.
I mean, you guys did kind of get like the villain edit for a second a little bit. You know, you guys were like, are we the drama? But I think that's one of the, you know, disadvantages maybe you had coming in late, and an advantage is that like everybody had prior relationships. So you just didn't know what toes you were stepping on. But to your point, you just wanted to get to know other people because you did have some time to make up. So you're just having conversations. But I think the disconnect is that Ash was really into Becca, where Maximo wasn't. So that kind of goes back to the original idea of, could you guys see yourself actually in a throuple if you guys like different people? Like, do you think maybe through this experiment, it's better for you guys to be open in the future and date different people? Have you guys come to terms with that?
Great question.
Yeah, super good question. Yeah. I feel like towards the end, before the finale, Ash and I and Becca, we had squashed everything. And really between Becca and I, we were both putting our walls up to each other. So that last day in the resort, we actually got to experience such a bliss in our throupleness. And I feel like we really all started to connect on the same level, which was beautiful. Yeah. But afterwards, I mean, even in the resort, I had a realization where I'm like, oh, I can understand how I don't want to limit Ash's experience of life and love. And so if you're connecting with someone and you are having a really important experience with someone, I don't want to limit that or tell you that you have to put me first, essentially. So I think we're at that place where we can support and understand that, but we haven't necessarily put it into practice because we're consistently usually dating people together or, you know, getting to know people together. Separately, we still have some kind of experiences. But now after this show, we realized that the power of three is so
it's something
magical.
Else.
So
yeah.
Why limit it to two?
Fair enough. Well, then for Ashley, like, what did you think on that final day? Like, you guys finally got over the hump with Becca. Was there any point where you guys wanted to leave the show with her? Or did you know that was the right decision for you guys?
Yeah, I think that day, finally, like, seeing our throuple relationship at a calm place, like, we're being very transparent with each other. And I really felt like this could really work, even with the long distance, even with a lot of the things that we had to go through during this experience. It actually validated a lot of, you know, real life kind of challenges that could come with that. And I was like, well, if we did it in this simulation, I'm sure we can figure it out outside of it. So I was feeling really confident, really good, you know, very optimistic. Although I feel like that one night apart, you know, that production really knew what they were doing. But I realized that there might be a little bit more there that we need to think about. My gut started to feel kind of like iffy. You know, I was just feeling a little off, to be honest. And anxiety was coming in. Some insecurities were coming in. And I actually talked to Maxie, you know, just like very short time before this whole ceremony happened. I'm like, you know, something doesn't feel right with me. And I feel like what we just experienced, a lot of these ups and downs and a lot of these like third party kind of opinions, they're creeping in. And I feel like where we're at with our partnership, we might need a first throuple experience in the real world where there's a little bit more of the similar values, as well as I feel like a little bit more calmness.
Well, maybe but something more like privacy, less people in your business.
That's
yeah, and less people running around telling everybody what we're doing, which, mind you, we had no idea when we were on the show. We found out when we saw the show. We gagged.
But I was shook too, though, watching it. I was like, what?
Yeah. And I'm like, girl, I'm like, really? Anyways, but for
the
us.
The gut was confirmed, yes.
Yeah. I was ready to step forward. We were ready to step forward until literally they left us in the hotel room for 30 minutes too long. Mm-hmm. And Ash started to like be like, things are not adding up. She yeah. said this, and then she said this. She did this, and then this happened. And we're just like, wait, hold on. Maybe we shouldn't put all of our trust into this one person that we met into this in this situation, because we're like, yes, we have a great connection. Yes, we're attracted to this person. We are also on reality TV. They are also a single. Is there a sense of like trying to get into the house or just trying to like be in someone's bed and trying to stay like with your friends, like in the villa? So I think all of these insecurities started to creep up. And when Ash brought up any slight glimmer of insecurity, we're like, okay, if we're not on it together, then we don't have to step forward. We can prioritize our relationship and our couple.
That was actually like one of the first few times I started to really trust my own instinct and my feelings. Like that was very much because of this show, this experience, where I could actually trust a bit more of my emotions and thoughts. But that part was really cool, I think, for us in our partnership, for Maxie to really support in that very chaotic moment. Okay, we're changing everything up. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to trust my feelings on this one.
I'm like, yeah, babe, we don't have to do it. Like we're not forced. We are here to... Yeah. Find something for us that works for us. Yeah. And you know, Universe knew what she was doing, because after seeing the show, I gagged. I definitely gagged.
Well, what is about the perspective of Becca feeling like a second choice or a third choice and that whole narrative? Did you feel like you guys were maybe being insensitive with her at times, like from what was shown on the show?
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot in that last day of the stay or swap ceremony on the couches after unfinished business. A lot happened between us and Becca. We saw a side of Becca that we had never seen before, and it really kind of took us back, to the point where then when we end up throupling up again, that whole night we were just not in a good space with Becca. Becca was also not in a good space. I don't want to talk for Becca and whatever happened, but yeah, I think the way that we were coming off felt very genuine to where we were all at, the three of us. in context with the story and the narrative, I totally see how that can come off as insensitive, obviously. But what I really want to say is Becca being option C, or three, I'm using three fingers. Becca being option C, the thing is in polyamory, right? We're in this format of this show where we can only choose one person at a time, right? Polyamory though in the real world doesn't limit you to just being with one person and one person and one person at a time. So for us, it's not that Becca was third option, as in you're under everybody else. It's just that we have experienced you. We know how beautiful you are. We know what our connection is, but we are also here to experience other types of throuples and other aspects of polyamory. And we hadn't got a chance to do that with Jonathan and with Darian. And, you know, curiosity, I guess, kills the cat, because we just, being so new to polyamory, we really wanted to give ourselves a fair shot and to see, is this really exciting because of Becca, or is there a better person for us, for our throuple?
Yeah, and I feel like along the way, Becca also, you know, with a surprise date, chose to go on that date with us to resolve some things, and also chose to stay in that final swap and ceremony. And I feel like that was a very much like, we're talking about these things, we're feeling similar things, and we both wanted to lean in and try it out again. So it was also hard to like, I feel bad also seeing it now and like hearing, you know, she does feel very much, yeah, like a third option. But in our heads, as well as like how we felt in the villa, it wasn't about one, two, or three. It was about, okay, here's where we're at now. This is the decision we needed to make. But what would be the best? It's not all these other people and, you know, the other singles. Like, we're still very much thinking about what else can grow from this relationship with Becca.
Yeah. And the reality of the situation in the stayer swap, the last one, we were not given an option to go into the resort alone. That was an edit. They edited that in. So had they said that to us, we probably would not have chosen Becca. And we would have been like, we're going to take a day and we're going to go do our own thing, just so we can kind of reconfigure, because the tension between us and Becca, like, there was a lot going on that night after unfinished business that wasn't aired, that really put a damper in our relationship, which luckily the next day we got to really hash it out and really get on the same page. And I think that's when the throuple became so real to us, because we're like, oh wow, we've experienced highs and lows. We're confronting each other with the truth, letting each other know what we don't like about the experience and what's happening, and also accountability on our ends, you know, like myself putting more effort to connect with Becca, Becca taking accountability and being like, I'm sorry, I'm not putting as much effort into this throuple. I'm focusing on everyone else in this resort, and I really want to give us that fair chance. So it was really nice to then feel like, oh, we grew. Like, now I feel emotionally connected to you because I see you as a real person that has more than just like this high energy, happy, fun, loving, caring person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we saw that work for other couples where they actually did need space just with two. You got to figure out your stuff first before a third. So it would have been nice for you guys to get that space. And when you finally got it, you were able to regroup, it sounds like. And I do want to ask about a couple other people, but where do you guys stand with Becca now? Have you guys resolved everything from the show?
Becca reached out to us a few months back, apologizing for everything that happened in the show and just kind of clearing the air. So now we're all on the same page. We're all good. We want to be able to do a kind of live talk with her to share with people deeper perspectives into our relationship and what happened on the show. So we're hoping to do that. But yeah, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Like, would you guys give it another go?
Yeah, we would.
Would we?
Oh, well, wait, what about the show?
No, with Becca.
Oh.
Oh my God. No. I don't think as a throuple, as emotional partners, I mean, as a DA, I feel like Ash and I, like, that could be more the energy. The attraction's there, the physical chemistry is all there. But as a person that I want to put trust in our relationship, unfortunately, I don't see that with Becca anymore. Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. Still friends. Were you going to say something, Ash?
Yeah. Well, I don't even remember what I was going to say. That one took me for a turn.
We'll come back to you. Okay, back to what happened with Darian. Now, she was obviously in another throuple. They all made it work, but then they broke up after. So have you guys talked to Darian? Did you try and give it another go with her after the show?
No, I feel like with Darian, we've just been very, like, the energy is also very there. When we saw Darian at the finale, like, it's that beautiful hug of, like, security and groundedness that we remember so well that we got to feel again. And I feel like with Darian, there's nothing really there to, like, keep putting an energy to pursue, per se. It's more so we're, like, very much good with where we're at. Darian's in LA, we're in New York, and we're kind of all on the page of the universe, you know, has its time and day. If this is going to really work out, we have faith in that. But I feel like we're just also in such different lives right now. As well as, of course, like, we're, I think, just trying to also get more in our community here in New York as well, and learning more about the polyamorous lifestyle here. So that's been, you know, the past year.
Yeah, the vibes are definitely still charged with Darian, and it's so great to see them and to, like, have this unspoken bond that we can all feel. But there is no rush. The universe has its timing, and yeah, I think if it's meant to be, one day when we all have time, or we're in the same kind of area, or we have more time together, we can possibly explore what that could look like after. But so much love there still.
Is there any, like, regrets from the show with Darian? Do you think things would have happened differently if you guys came in earlier and had more time and Darian wasn't already in another throuple?
There are no regrets there, but I do think if we came in at the beginning, things would have just been very different. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows who we would have ended up with?
Literally, sure. It could have been so different. Yeah, every say or swap.
Like, I feel like who we could have maybe possibly ended up with Jonathan in the first, like, in the first round, or it could have been also Darian in the first round.
Yeah,
the what ifs
for sure. Yeah. What about with Jonathan and everything that happened with him? Is there any regrets? Did you guys try and give it another go with him after the show? Like, did you wish you could have done that sooner, or did everything kind of play out the way it was supposed to?
We were like mom and dad kind of with Jonathan, which was, it was cute, but we realized after picking Jonathan that there was so much that they needed to work through with them, Ramon and Ashmal, that we weren't able to really foster a connection and go deeper into that. So Ash and I were very much the entire time Jonathan was there, just supporting him, being like, do you need closure? Do you want to go talk to the boys? Go reach out to them. If you want to go back with them, we totally understand. Like, if those feelings are there, if you all want to try that again, go for it. We were just encouraging them to go talk to Ramon and Ashmal to either find that closure so that we can try and maybe figure this throuple out, or so that you can know that you miss them, you want to go back with them. And yeah, that's kind of what happened. So
what we didn't know was, you know, these conversations were actually about getting back together already, and we weren't being, you know, communicated this part.
That's true.
So yeah, it was a little bit rough to kind of see how our, like, we're being very supportive, we're saying go talk to them, but at the same time we're feeling like we're still building something, and we haven't been told, like, no, it's, you're trying to figure out.
No, he was like heartbroken. He was heartbroken. Yeah. So, but they didn't talk to him, because I felt like they were trying, they were maybe their pride. They were so mad that he left them or something. Then you guys got caught in the middle, and then, you know, everyone was talking about you guys, like, you were the drama, but I felt like you guys were just trying to get to know people and play catch up. So I thought some of those feeds were so funny, but it felt a little, fabricated too. Like, I felt like Brittany was just joking around. Like, it didn't feel like it was, like, super deep.
Britt is a key.
Yeah. Britt and Sean are, like, that's one of the best friendships that I feel like we've gotten from this whole experience. So we love Britt and Sean, and having that whole Darian situation with them,
being communicative,
being able to talk about it. It was great TV, and also it helped our relationship and friendship grow even more. because we found real trust in each other and being able to really confide in each other.
But also tell each other how it is and like respectfully accepting it and taking accountability. I feel like you and Britt are very similar, being very outspoken, but also like y'all get real. And when you get real, it's with love. It really is. And it's like, it's really cool to see Maxie and Britt just like always be kikiing and they're just so cute.
Yeah. I love that. Well, is there anything else from the show that we didn't touch on or maybe something that you took away from the experience just to kind of wrap it up?
Yeah, I feel like all in all, I mean, of course, it's reality TV. There's so much that happens. There's so much that you don't get to see. But what I really miss or what I wish I got to see was the connections that we truly developed with each of the couples. We were a lot closer with Dylan and Lauren. We were even closer with Ashmal and Ramon until the Jonathan situation. Yeah. And then Britt and Sean, like we had so many great conversations. And even with Becca, there were so many more beautiful moments of connection where we're all really having a great time, enjoying each other. And even with Jonathan, it makes it look like he's just not even there for us. But we had really great talks with Jonathan. We got really close. We had a lot more intimacy than was shown. So I feel like there is so much more love that was happening in that resort platonically or romantically, that is really what I take away from the experience and how seeing and curating all these different kinds of love only strengthen like the love that we have for each other, and seeing Ash share their love with other people, it made me fall in love all over again with Ash, you know? So
I love that.
That's such a beautiful part, I feel like, about polyamory.
That's awesome. That's great.
How about you, babe?
Big takeaways. I would say very much similar things with the people we get to know, like people we probably wouldn't, you know, actually get to meet in New York City when we're going out. And it was really cool to have like a group of people going through the same things, trying polyamory together. Mm-hmm. I think another great takeaway, however, was like with us being able to trust each other more and actually like for me to open up more with my feelings. And I feel like that has changed many things with how we talk to each other and now trying new things all the time. But biggest takeaway, vulnerability and feelings.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, it's been such a pleasure to watch you guys on the show. Like I told you when I met you, you guys have the best energy. You guys are so fun. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast, sharing your stories and your experiences. And if everyone has not seen all the episodes, go catch up on Peacock. All 10 episodes are out, Couple to Thruple. And go follow Max and Ash on Instagram, TikTok. What do you guys have to plug? Where can everybody find you?
Yes, you can find us on Sniffies, on Grindr. You can find I'm totally kidding. You can find us on Instagram, Maximo Extravaganza.
And Instagram, Eat My Ash Lee. L-E.
Oh my God.
And we actually are coming for your gig, Zachary. We are starting our own podcast in YouTube as well. So get ready to see us on YouTube.
You're going to be on it.
Yeah, we're going to be interviewing other queer people and how they became successful and what their queerness brought to that and kind of just like what their pathways are like. We need more queer stories out here.
Okay, so you guys are launching that soon?
Yeah, within like next week or two, everything should be pretty and up there.
Okay, so follow on Instagram for the updates. I will be sure to subscribe to your channel. So awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you, Zachary. All
right, guys. I'll catch y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
And thank you all so much for listening and watching. If you guys have not given this video a thumbs up, please hit subscribe, like the video, comment down below your thoughts, rate, review, and subscribe if you're listening as a podcast. And I will see you guys later for The Bachelor. Tonight is Fantasy Suites. Oh my God, I'm so excited. All right, chat soon. Bye.